Part number six. So, essentially, in understanding this form of indexing, namely directory referencing, right, which creates this concept of degree within the identity blockchain itself, you begin to realize that all references or everything included in an identity block is always going to have each and every one is going to have a directory reference, which will establish these levels of degree. And so further, when you realize that, you realize, well, a lot of the time you're going to have two different lines for what you might call the action of referencing, right? One that is necessary at a minimum to determine the degree level of a reference, yet you might have a second line, which is when you're responding to either an other, right, or even a reply that you created, right? Because that's a bit trickier, because sure, a reply that you created is in the other form of indexing, right? It's on your server, this reply, yet it's not in a block, right? It's not a reference. So by, if you wanted to, for instance, basically quote tweet even your own reply, you're going to have to indicate both the degree and reference this reply. Sort of makes sense? So how do you run an author's directory? And how do you signify such, really, right? Well, again, that's sort of like quote tweeting, right? But two lines. And your software doesn't know where that other line is coming from, but it doesn't need to, right? And we'll get into why that's the case in a second, right? But taking a step back, when you're running someone's directory, what you at a minimum need to do is not only create that reference, right, which has those two lines both establishing degree, as all references do for directory references, but obviously reference the directory that you're running. But so what I'm getting at is on your actual signature page on your site, right, on your server, you need to actually, what I'm going to say, call host that reference, right? Host that reference of the directory you're running, right? Which is sort of a minimum, right? You're going to host that text, and the files therein, right? I think, I'm not quite sure about that. Not important. Let's just say you're going to have to host that reference. And in terms of, outside of Git Truth, and that's a different discussion, right? So you're going to have to host the reference, which there sure will be a text document that is describing it, but it's not going to be a large file, as opposed to like, so if I'm hosting the running, if I'm running someone's else's trips directory, I'm going to be running, hosting their reference, which has a document describing the trips directory. That's different than this concept, which we're going to get into with server feeds, where you can actually host a reference. So if you're hosting a reference within the trips directory, right, those are all video files, this is like a server feed type of thing, So you'll be hosting that reference and the video within it, right? But that's a different thing related to server feeds. Now, before I forget, I want to touch on this. So the question becomes, why is it not important that your identity blockchain knows what that reference is? In other words, it doesn't have a record of who made it, at least your identity blockchain's perspective. It's not important because the whole concept of running another directory, or better put, who is it important to that you are following the rules of a given directory, okay? Because really, the protocols or the rules within directories themselves or set by directories themselves is yet another protocol above, which is not really the Truth Social protocol. This is a layer above, and so the question becomes, right, to bring it all together, who is it important to that you are following the rules of the directory you are running? And the answer is one of the two, either the